This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. A day after India revoked visas issued to Pakistani nationals in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to all chief ministers, asking them to identify all Pakistan nationals in their states. Sources said Mr. Shah asked the chief ministers to take steps to ensure their prompt return to Pakistan. Meanwhile, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan has held a meeting with chief secretaries of all the states and union territories through video conferencing over the issue and urged them to ensure strict compliance of the order related to suspension of visa service to Pakistani nationals. India has revoked all existing visas issued to Pakistanis except long-term visas, diplomatic and official visas with effect from Sunday. All medical visas issued to Pakistani nationals will be valid only till 29th of this month and no new visas will be issued in the revoked categories. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting regarding the Indus Water Treaty of 1960 with Pakistan at his residence in New Delhi. India has suspended the Indus Waters Treaty in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Union Jal Shakti Minister C. R. Patil and senior government officials attended the meeting. Talking to media after the meeting, the Jal Shakti Minister said that the historic decision taken by the government on the Indus Water Treaty is completely just and in national interest. He stated that the government will ensure that not a single drop of water from Indus River reaches Pakistan.
अभी उनके साथ कोई भी संधि आज तक हुई होगी और सभी संधि को रद्द कर देना चाहिए ऐसा मुझे लगता है सरकार ने जो अभी जल संधि को रद्द कर दी है एक अच्छा डिसीजन लिया है
External Affairs Ministry today briefed ambassadors of US, Israel and Spain in Delhi on Pahalgam terror attack. Talking to media, Ambassador of Israel to India, Reuven Azar said, "This is a watershed moment and Israel stands with India." He said they discussed terrorism as well as bilateral cooperation.
Extended our condolences for the terrible attack that happened here. This is a watershed moment. We stand with India. It's a very important moment. And of course, we discussed things of mutual concern that have to do both with the fight against terrorism and also, you know, how to enhance our cooperation. We have a great cooperation. We are great partners. We are looking forward for more cooperation both bilaterally, regionally and globally.
Our correspondent reports that India has launched a wide-reaching diplomatic campaign to inform other countries about the terror attack. United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof and Sri Lankan President Anuradha Dasanayake reached out to Prime Minister Narendra Modi today and strongly condemned the Pahalgam terror attack. The centre, in an affidavit filed before the Supreme Court, said that it brought amendments to the Waqf Act 1995 to prevent abuse of Waqf legislation, which resulted in the encroachment of government properties, apart from ensuring that the Waqf boards in the country are properly administered and function with transparency. The affidavit said it is really shocking to know that after the amendment brought in the year 2013, there is a 116% rise in Waqf area. The Union government said that under the old regime, due to the absence of adequate safeguards, government properties and even private properties were declared as Waqf properties. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived in Rome, Italy, to attend the state funeral of Pope Francis in Vatican City. President Murmu is on a two-day visit to the Vatican City. She is accompanied by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Minister of State for Minority Affairs, George Kurian, and Deputy Speaker of Goa Legislative Assembly, Joshua D'Souza. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that President will pay homage to Pope Francis by laying a wreath at Basilica of St. Peter. President Murmu will attend the funeral mass tomorrow, which will be attended by dignitaries from around the world. Pope Francis passed away on 21st of this month. In IPL T20 cricket, host Chennai Super Kings have set a target of 155 runs before Sunrise Hyderabad at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium. Put into bat first, Chennai Super Kings were all out for 154 runs in 19.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.